Okay, a quick module about some of the challenges about actually starting your school assemblies. I had a whole other module about the structure of the show and that sort of thing, but I really wanted to give this its own separate little module about starting the show. You may run into some challenges. The first one that needs to be addressed, and I know I talk about this in another module, but again, when you're searching for information and you want to review everything, I don't mind having a little bit of overlap so that if you're searching for something, you can just click on something and kind of go from there. So start times. If you have for example, a 9 a.m. start time, what, at least here in the United States, what most schools will do is they will start calling the kids down at 5 minutes before start time. And if you've got 200-300 kids, 5 minutes is never enough. And I try to explain that to my school clients. They go, oh, no, it's fine. And I get the reasoning behind it, because they don't want to minimize the interruption to their classroom time. And I get that. And the way their schools are structured, the periods in school, the sections of the day are structured, they're usually on like 50-minute time frames. So the class itself might be like 45 minutes, and then they get like 5 minutes to transition from one class to the other, whatever the case may be. So if their assembly start time is 9 o'clock, they typically give them 5 minutes to get down there. Now, the result of this is, in my experience, I would say at least 70% of the time, those school assemblies do not start in time. Which isn't a big deal, except for if you run into issues with bumping into lunch times or dismissals. So that's something to very much be aware of. Now, I will nag, and sometimes they don't bother to call the kids down at all. So you have like one class that gets down there really early, and then you're like waiting 10 minutes for like the rest of the classes. So what I like to do once I'm set up is I like to go to the main office and say, yep, I'm all set. You can call the kids down, whatever. Because occasionally they'll say to me, oh, we were waiting for you to let us know that you're ready, even though that was never discussed. They just have these proclamations inside their head. It's bizarre. So when you're set up, you go to the office, you tell your client, or if your client is hanging out in the performing area with you, tell them, yeah, I'm all set. You can bring the kids down at any time. And then they'll usually, you go to the main office and you'll hear an announcement. Okay, kindergarten, please make your way down to the assembly area for the presentation. I also recommend, if you can get them to do it, have the older kids come down first. Like if you've got kindergarten through second grade, for example, have the second graders come down first, then the first graders, and the kindergartners. And the reason is the kindergartners are young, they get wiggly quicker. But because they're called down the first, they often are in the assembly waiting for the show to start longer than everybody else, and they start to get really wiggly, and that negative energy can transfer to everybody else. Most schools won't do that. They just have their own way of doing things, but if you have the opportunity, ask them to do that. If you have the opportunity to have somebody introduce you, I always recommend that. It helps kind of set the positive expectations for the school, gather everybody's energy, and focus on you, the performer. That being said, very often the principal won't be able to come down and introduce you, and the PTA mom or PTA person who hired you, they don't like to be in front of a group. So as a result, there's nobody to introduce you, so you can introduce yourself. Again, not a big deal. In another section of this program, I talked about that clap, 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 clap rhythmic thing that you can do to get everybody's attention. Now, the other problem not having introduction is that you may not know when to start your show. And what I mean by that is, if you're told, just start when we're ready to start, I don't want to introduce you. You don't know, because nobody else is introducing you, you don't know when all the classes have come down. So what I will often do is when it's close to the assembly time and it looks like the assembly area is filled, I'll get on my mic and I'll say, teachers, is everybody here? And the kids will start piping in, yes, 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 because they want the show started. So I'll just wait, and then I'll go over to one of the teachers and say, off mic, is everybody here? Once I get confirmation that everybody is there, then I will go ahead and I will start the show. So I just wanted to cover that briefly, that your shows may not start in time, and you may not have anybody introduce you at all. You've got to introduce yourself, basically. Again, not a big deal, but the biggest reason why I want to do this separate little module is what to do to make sure that you're not starting too soon. Because you may have 8 classes down there, and that 9th class is always late. So if you start too soon, that 9th class is going to come in partway through the show and interrupt everything. So If you don't have somebody, now, again, going back to the introduction, if the principal's introducing you, they will make sure that everybody's down there before your show starts, which is nice. If the PTA mom is introducing you, for example, they may not know when everybody's down there, and you may have to, you know, have one of the teachers let you know when all the classes are present. So, again, if nobody's introducing you, just, you know, either on your mic, just say to the entire group, teachers, is everybody here? Or what I like to do nowadays, I just go up to one of the teachers off mic and I say, can you let me know when all the classes are here? And they will usually acquiesce and they will let you know. So just a quick little thing about getting your show started when you don't have an introduction, what you can do to combat that, and some of the reasons why your show may wind up being delayed and how to handle that as well. So we'll move on to the next module.